الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار وقال تعالى ولا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار وقال تعالى ولا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض وقال تعالى ولا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين At the end of last week's khutbah, we alluded to something that is now taking place on the global stage. A virus known as the coronavirus, which has now spread to 21 different countries. But is mostly concentrated in the Wuhan province or the Wuhan city of the Hubei province in China. The live statistics, and this is from Worldometer, you can look it up, ask Mufti Google. And this Worldometer, the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak, last updated February the 7th, that's today, 9 GMT, that's Greenwich Meridian Time. I think it's 11 o'clock for us. So far, 31,524 cases, of which 4,800 and 15% are in a critical condition. So far, 638 deaths and 1,659 that have recovered. There's something that they speak about that is the RO rate. The RO rate is basically the rate of infection. The rate of infection was initially thought to be between 2.5 and 3. It's called the transmission rate, RO, number of newly infected people from a single case. So on January 23rd, it was thought to be between 1.4 and 2.5. And then it went up to 3.6 and 4. But now, the RO rate is as high as 4.8. That on average, one person is infecting four people. And that's why we are shocked. Every time we read the news, we see like the numbers of infections have quadrupled. Almost quadrupled. Because of the rate of infection being so high. For SARS, I'm not speaking about the revenue services, the other influenza breakout. For SARS, it was two. For SARS, it was two. Fatality rate for SARS was 10%, and for MERS, the other great influenza outbreak, it was 34%. But it's also important for us to do a comparison, and that is to say that every year an estimated 290 to 650,000 people die in the world due to complications from seasonal influenza, from seasonal flu. This figure corresponds to 795 to 1,781 deaths per day due to seasonal flu. Due to seasonal flu. So from the outset, I want to make something very clear. Just like we find seasonally, many people become ill because of the seasonal flu. And you would find that because of complications, some of them are hospitalized. In actual fact, they found that 80% of fatalities so far of the coronavirus are taking place in people over the age of 60. 80% of fatalities. 80% of the deaths are taking place in people over the age of 60. So, just like the seasonal influenza can kill people with that have chronic illnesses, that have high blood pressure, that have diabetes. This is what the doctors are saying. That likewise in this coronavirus, like in the SARS virus, like in the MERS virus, that these are the first people that are likely to die in such an outbreak. So, like in the seasonal influenza, if one of my or your family, la samahallah, Allah forbid, had to be hospitalized because of the flu, the normal flu, because of some complications, we make dua for them. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al-ba's ishfi anta shafi la shifa illa shifa'uk shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa min kulli da. And like we make dua for all our sick, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa. And for all those that have been infected by this virus, whether they be on the cruise ship, there's a cruise ship where they say that over 60 people are now infected, somewhere out there on the ocean. Or whether it be in the city of Wuhan, which is the center, the epicenter of this outbreak. Or whether it be somebody in England or America, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal the sick. So my talk is not and does not have anything to do with whether people are getting sick or not, or whether they are dying from the sickness or not. I want to make that very clear. For the sick, we make dua. And remember, if it is an evil person that got sick and dies as a result, that could be a punishment from Allah. If it is a heedless and reckless and careless person, this could be a wake-up call for them from Allah. But for the believer, when the believer gets sick, Allahu Akbar. Like when our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Umm Sa'ib, and he said to her, Ya Umm Sa'ib, kayfa haluki? How are you, Umm Sa'ib? So she said, Alhumma la barakallahu fiha. She said, I've got the fever. May Allah not bless the fever. In other words, she cursed the fever. So the Prophet ﷺ said to her, Ya Umm Sa'ib, la tasubbil humma. O Umm Sa'ib, don't curse the fever. فَإِنَّهَا تَنْفِي الذُّنُوب كَمَا تَنْفِي الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ. Said, don't curse the fever, because indeed the fever will expiate you from sins, just like the fire purifies the metal of its impurities. So for a believer, when they get sick, this is an expiation of sins. So we're not going to look into who's dying and why they are dying. that is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the believer, inshallah, Allah grant them shahada. Allah make them of the shuhada, ameen. I want to focus on something else today. I want to focus on the boomerang. You know the boomerang? In Australia, the Aboriginal people of Australia use the boomerang for hunting. The amazing thing about the boomerang, I remember when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I had a boomerang. I went and threw it out there in the park, and somebody called me or something, and I looked away, and the thing almost hit me on the head as it came back. And I'll never forget that. The boomerang. You know? You throw it out, and the harder you throw it out, the harder it comes back. The faster it comes back. The harsher it comes back. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a sunnah in this universe. Sunnatullah. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. The order of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will never find a replacement for that order. You will never find an exchange for that order. And what is the sunnah of Allah? In fact, I say it every Friday on the minbar. In the Al-Khutbah Al-Arabiyya, where our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. Do whatever you like. What you do will be done unto you. لا محالة. You can't get away from it. So if you give out good, you'll get back good. But if you give out evil, if you give out dhulum, jawr, oppression, then that is exactly what's going to come back to you. And this is what I want us to focus on today. We started the khutbah with some verses from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ, which literally means don't think. تَحْسَبَنَّ with noon. التوكيد الثقيلة نون التوكيد المشددة is for emphasis. Don't you dare think for one second, in other words. In the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. This is Surah Ibrahim, verse number 42. Surah Ibrahim, verse number 42. Now we've spoken in previous khutbah, we've spoken about how we should think about Allah. How should we think about Allah? We should have the best thoughts about Allah as believers. As believers, we must. It is absolutely necessary for us to have the best thoughts about Allah. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَ عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, I am to my servant as they think of me. إِنْ ظَنَّ بِيَ خَيْرًا فَلَهُ وَإِنْ ظَنَّ بِيَ شَرًّا فَلَهُ. If they think good of me, then they will have good. If they think bad, they will have bad. So you must always have the best thoughts about Allah. And we should never despair in the mercy of Allah. We spoke about that when we did our series of talks on Tawbah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. So matter how things are in the world for us as an ummah, we should never lose hope. Because we know بيده الأمر كله. In his land, yes, it is his land, but in his hand is what I want to say, lies the entire affair. In the hand of Allah lies the entire affair of everyone and everything, big or small, atomic or subatomic, in the macrocosm or in the microcosm. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and he has power over all things. So nothing can happen. big or small. Out there in space, or right down in the smallest particle that is found in our bodies. Nothing can happen. Nothing can come into being. Nothing can go out of being. Come into existence. Go out of existence. إِلَّا بِقَضَاءٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَقَدَرٍ وَكِتَابٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَدَ سَبَقٍ. Who is he that at the nikah? إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Without any exception. إِنَّمَا أَدَّاتَ الْحَصْرُ وَقَصْرُ. Without any exception, if we want something to happen, we say to it, be, and it is. So nothing can happen outside the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, our khutbah of about 2 months ago, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you cannot escape from Allah. So flee to Allah. That's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik wa bimu'afatika min uqubatik wa bika mink. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your anger. And I seek refuge in your forgiveness from your punishment. And I seek refuge in you from you. So flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must have the best thoughts about Allah. We must not become despondent and lose hope in Allah. We must just make sure that we are repenting and returning to Allah. And we are making our connection ever stronger with Allah. That when the time comes, we can be of those to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the victory of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim verse 42, do not think for 1 second that Allah is unaware. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُ. Don't think for 1 second that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. Any oppression that's taking place, that oppressor is throwing out that boomerang. One hadith, يَرْفَعُهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ. Allah takes that oppression and He puts it on a cloud. Another riwayah, تَصْعَدُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَأَنَّهَا شَرَارًا. It goes up into the sama like it sparks. It goes up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it there, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَنْصُرَنَّهُ بَعْدَ حِينٍ. I will give victory to the oppressed person after a while. Guaranteed. And especially if the mazloom is making dua. Allah, 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 there's nothing more powerful. There is nothing more powerful in terms of cause and effect. Listen to what I'm telling you today, and I say it to myself first. Beware. Beware, Jamaatul Muslimin. Whether it is in your family or in your business or in any aspect of your life, there is nothing more powerful in terms of cause and effect than the cause of the oppressor to have the effect of destruction upon themselves. Nothing more powerful. No sin, no words, no action that has more powerful, that has a more powerful effect than the cause of the dua of the oppressed person on the oppressor. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made it very clear. He said, "Ittaqu da'wat al-mazlumi fa innaha mustajaba." Beware. Beware of the dua of the oppressed person. Because it is guaranteed to be answered by Allah. In some riwayat, "Wa in kana kafiran فَلَيْسَ بِدُونِهَا حِجَابٍ. Even if the person is a disbeliever. So if the disbeliever is oppressed, and the disbeliever makes dua on the oppressor, then still there is no hijab, there is no veil between the dua of that person, even though that they're a disbeliever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some riwayat, in some narrations, in some riwayat, wa alayhi kufru, on him, he will have to answer for his disbelief. Like also in the riwayat narrated by Imam Ahmad, da'watul madhlumi mustajaba. وَلَوْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا أَوْ وَلَوْ كَانَ فَاجِرًا فَفُجُورُهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. Said the dua of the oppressed person is answered by Allah. Even if the oppressed person is a fajir, a transgressor, somebody who disobeys Allah. فَفُجُورُهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, that transgression will be on him. In other words, the disbeliever will have to answer for his disbelief, and the transgressor will have to answer for his transgression. But as long as he or her, as long as he or she, as long as they are being oppressed, then their du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, dhulum, dhulum. Allah. Al-dhulmu dhulumatun yawm al-qiyamah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dhulum, oppression, is darkness on the day of Qiyamah. The famous hadith Qudsi narrated by Imam Muslim fi sahihihi, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allah ta'ala, inni haramtu adh-dhulma ala nafsi wa ja'altuhu bainakum muharrama fala tadhalamu. He said, indeed I have prohibited myself from oppression, says Allah. Allah's prohibited himself from oppressing anyone or anything. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes so far as to say in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah doesn't oppress an atom. If you take an atom to be the smallest building block of the universe, otherwise you can say at the subatomic level, you could say the quark. That is now sort of the furthest that we've got to. Some say there's even further than that. Allahu alam. I just know about the quark. So you've got the atom, which is presumed to be more than 99% space. At the nucleus of the atom are the nucleons, the protons and the neutrons, surrounded by a field of electrons. Right? Now in subatomic physics, you then go one step further and you speak about them as hadrons. That every proton and every neutron is a hadron, which is made up of three quarks that are sewn together. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about the common origin of the universe, what does he say? أَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتْ رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Don't the disbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were sewn together in a singularity until we unstitch them? Allahu Akbar. This is over 1400 years ago. Now what they've done is they built two hadron colliders, one in Brookhaven, California, and one in Switzerland. And what they do in these hadron colliders, they take gold particles, which is a high end of protons and neutrons, and they accelerate them at such a speed, and then they collide them. And at that collision, what they're trying to do is to recreate the scenario of the Big Bang. More than a trillion degrees Celsius is given off, which so-called, in inverted commas, melts the strong nuclear force, the gluons, that hold those three quarks of each hadron that are sewn together, and then unstitches them. In fact, they're taking a micro photograph at the moment of collision, and it literally looks like millions of threads that have been, or many threads, however, threads, many threads that have been thrown out in a 360 degree direction. So Jamaatul Muslimin, whether you take the atom or the quark or something that is even smaller than the quark, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says mithqala dharra, he's speaking about the smallest building block of the universe. And Allah doesn't even oppress that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah doesn't oppress a quark or an atom or even a mustard seed or a grain of sand. What about a human being made up of trillions of atoms? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates dhulm. He despises dhulm, oppression. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And I have prohibited it amongst you. In other words, for you to oppress each other. فَلَا تَظَالِمُوا. So do not oppress each other. And so when somebody does oppress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a weapon to the oppressed, even the disbelieving oppressed. Allahu Akbar. Even the disbelieving oppressed, Allah has given them a weapon. And that is a dua, a prayer that they make on the oppressor. Like the poet says, لَا تَظْلِمَنَّ إِذَا مَا كُنْتَ مُقْتَدِرًا فَالظُّلْمُ تَرْجِعُ قَبَاهُ إِلَى النَّدَمِ تَنَامُ عَيْنَاكَ وَالْمَظْلُومُ مُنْتَبِهٌ يَدْعُو عَلَيْكَ وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ لَمْ تَنَمْ. The poet says, do not oppress. Do not oppress if you cannot bear the consequences of your oppression. Because the consequences of oppression will end up in bitter regret. Your eyes go to sleep at night, as the oppressor, says the poet. Your eyes go to sleep at night whilst the oppressed person is awake, making dua on you, and the eye of Allah never sleeps. The eye of Allah never sleeps. So whether it is the du'as of the Palestinians over the last 100 years. It's now 2020. Balfour Declaration was 1920. Whether it be the du'as of the Palestinians or the du'as of the people of Idlib, 100 or 500,000 as we speak are fleeing for their lives. As the Syrian regime bombs the province of Idlib to smithereens. Or whether it was the du'as of, I don't know if you saw that documentary called Fahrenheit 9/11. Fahrenheit 9/11. It's a documentary made about the invasion of Iraq post 9/11. And there had been an air raid. The Americans had bombed a neighborhood and many innocent civilians were killed. And one woman lost her whole family. And she lifted up her hands and said, Allahumma khirrib buyutuhum. Allahumma intaqim minhum. Oh Allah, destroy their houses. Oh Allah, take revenge on them. Wallahi, that dua is being carried somewhere on a cloud. Oh, it's up in the sama like sharara, like sparks. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. La mahala. Cannot escape it. Hence the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا. Don't think for one second that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُنْتِقَامٌ. Indeed, Allah is almighty, most capable of taking retribution, most capable of taking revenge. And of all the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens to take revenge on behalf are the oppressed people of this world. Like the oppressed people that I alluded to at the end of last week's khutbah. The Uyghur people of Uyghuristan. Uyghuristan, which is also known as East Turkestan. Turkestan, the greater Turkestan, comprising countries such as Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Uyghuristan, Kyrgyzstan. Have I left any out? Kazakhstan, I said, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and also northern Afghanistan, where you find the Tajiks and the Uzbeks. of northern Afghanistan. This makes up the greater Turkestan. And Uyghuristan, which is the Xinjiang province of western China, which was annexed during the Qing dynasty in the 1880s, and then incorporated into the Republic of China in 1912 and the People's Republic of China in 1948 or 1949. And up till now, what they've been doing is repopulating the region with the Han Chinese from China itself, populating Uyghuristan with the Han Chinese. They've literally demolished entire neighborhoods. And as I mentioned last week, they've imprisoned between 1 and 3 million Uyghur Muslims. In fact, I heard January, now, last month, they started closing down some of these re-education facilities. Nothing to do with re-education. Re-education is a relative term. Indoctrination. Trying to literally make these people abandon their faith of Islam by all means necessary. So they locked up, let's say, at least 1 million Muslims. Destroyed, closed down masajid. There are some masajid that are standing empty because they destroyed those suburbs where the Uyghur Muslims used to live in Xinjiang. Allah doesn't sleep, Jamaat al-Muslimin. If you remember in the beginning of this khutbah, I said, it's got nothing to do with the people that are getting sick or even dying. Their matter is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to the sick. Ameen. But let's take the ibarah. Let's take the moral of the story. The Chinese government locked up between 1 and 3 million Muslims. And now Allah has locked up the entire People's Republic of China. We're not talking about the flu. We're not talking about the deaths. We're talking about the lockdown. About 2 weeks ago, was it a week ago, they said 56 million people were on lockdown. And then I heard subsequent to that, that it had spread to all 51 provinces of China. I was reading an article where they were actually counting. Let's just get it in front of me. Counting the number of airlines that are not flying to China anymore. North America, American Airlines, United Airlines, Delta, Air Canada, Asia and Oceania, Air Asia, All Nippon, Cathay Pacific, Cathay Dragon, Japan Airlines, Korean Air, Singapore Airlines, Silk Air, Qantas, Air New Zealand, Europe and Middle East, Air France, British Airways, Virgin Atlantic, Lufthansa, Turkish Airlines, Etihad, Emirates, Qatar Airways, Finnair, KLM, Iberia. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Don't think for one second that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Allah is only delaying their punishment for a day when their eyes will be bulging out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But for now, those who have a little bit of humility in their hearts, and maybe that's why they are starting to close down some of these facilities. Allahu alam, I don't know. Wallahi, I don't know. But I think this is significant. This is significant enough for us to speak about this. And to know, Jamaat al-Muslimin, if you have ever thought for one second in your life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not care for His believers, then make tawbah for having ever had that thought. And let us not ever become despondent. Let us never ever lose hope. But let us become of the muttaqeen. Inna al-arda lillah. What did Musa say to Bani Israel? This earth belongs to Allah. Yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadi. He will allow to inherit this earth from His servants. whoever he pleases. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And the final victory will be for those who shield themselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muttaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the Chinese government to close down all these detention facilities and to free the Uyghur Muslims, for them to go back to their neighborhoods and rebuild those neighborhoods that they destroyed, and for to allow them to practice their religion in peace and in freedom. That is our dua for the Chinese government, for the Chinese people. That inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might lift this bala from them and from the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and guide us all. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just an announcement, is a request to make dua for my mother. That's not my mother, but this is the message. From who? All right. Ibrahim Karim, currently in hospital, and son Omar Karim under treatment in hospital. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them and all of our sick shifa and kamila min kulli da. Ameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الظلمة وجاهد في الله حق جهادي حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار وقال تعالى ولا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسلا إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار وقال تعالى ولا تحسبن الله ولا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم صدق الله العظيم في أخوة الأفاضل علينا أن نحسن الظن بالله فقد قال الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي أنا عند ظن عبدي بي إن ظن بي خيرا فله وإن ظن بي شرا فله علينا أن نحسن الظن بالله وأن لا نقنط من رحمته جل في علا فإنما يحدث الآن في الصين قد والله تعالى أعلم مما لا نعلم قد تكون استجابة الدعوة المظلومين فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر فنسأل الله تعالى أن يفرج عن إخواننا أهل ويغور في وغيرستان اللهم فرج عنهم يا رب العالمين نسأل الله تعالى يوفقنا لكل ما يحب ويرضى ويجعلنا من المتقين فقد قال الله تعالى إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عبادي والعاقبة للمتقين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثر عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين المسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين، فإنهم مظلومين. اللهم استجب دعوة المظلومين على الظالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الصين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في وزيرستان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا تراصوا سدوا الخلل سووا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. Close all the gaps and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. إن الصلاة والنسك لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي مرضانا وأمراض المسلمين أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.